Actress Reese Witherspoon, who grew up in Nashville, appeared on Conan O'Brien's talk show last year. Conan asked her about acting in the 2012 movie This Means War.
Too seriously, and I was watching the scene, and I was just curious, are you comfortable around guns? Do you, are you someone that grew up with guns? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in Tennessee, so pretty much everybody has a gun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
And
when you show up in second grade, like, everyone hand your gun over.
Yeah. Right before we started shooting, it was the first day of shooting, and they said, we just want to make sure you're okay with guns. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm okay with guns. They're like, no, we really need you to practice. So they shut up all these targets, and I just shot them all. It's like, wow, I can't believe I can shoot the gun so well. It comes, you know, naturally.
Reese Witherspoon was exaggerating when she said everyone in Tennessee has a gun. It's more like half of everyone. A 2011 Gallup poll found the South had the highest rate of gun ownership. 54% of people in the region reported that they had a gun on their property. But if you want to carry a handgun in Tennessee, you have to have a permit. Right now, about 9% of people over 20 in Tennessee have a handgun permit. You have to be 21 to get a permit, but the population is counted in age groups starting at 20. We couldn't find any statistics about what percent of those people actually carry a weapon on them on a regular basis, but I dropped by the Shooter's Depot on Shalaford Road and talked to the owner, John Martin, about his observations of people's carrying habits. The first thing to know about carrying a gun in Tennessee is that you don't have to conceal it.
Tennessee is an open handgun carry state, which means you actually can wear your weapon on the outside of your garments. You do not have to conceal it like you do in several of our border states, particularly Alabama and Georgia.
But you don't see a lot of people with guns on their hip or showing anywhere else. Martin says that's because it's usually a better idea to conceal it.
Because if you do have to use your weapon and the perpetrator sees that you're the armed one in the room, typically you become target number one. I don't know a single person that that wears their gun on the outside of their clothing.
So if there are all these people walking around with concealed weapons, where are they keeping them?
Most people wear it under their garments, on their belt, in their pocket, vest, coat, sweatshirt, covers it up, whatever is convenient. Because there are so many lady shooters getting involved in handgun carry, many manufacturers now are making purses that actually have holsters inside the purse. I'm not the purse guy, you understand, but I understand they're very well made and very fashionable.
He takes me out on the floor to see them.
As you can see, they come in a plethora of sizes, shapes, and colors.
You even have zebra print there. He opens it up and shows me where the gun goes.
You can see it right down in there. And you would take your gun and put it in the holster. And I will tell you, we turn this display over about once every 30 days.
Really?
Now, I know that's not socks and it's not Diet Cola, but that's a lot of freaking purses.
Another employee, Chris Brewer, gives me the rest of the tour. He pulls a pocket holster off the shelf.
And it's just got a very sticky material on
it.
And you can use this, you can put it in your pocket, you can put it in your waistband, you can put it in your purse, they're very versatile.
He points out a holster that goes on the outside of the belt, like the one he's wearing right now.
And those aren't model specific, you can use that for multitude of different ones.
And these pink ones are for the ladies?
They're for whoever wants to wear pink.
Then Brewer points out a holster that's definitely aimed more towards women.
These are called the Flashbang. And these are for the ladies.
It says nothing comes between a girl and her gun, and it has a picture of a bra.
It attaches to your bra.
After all, women made up about a quarter of the total number of new handgun permits issued in 2011, according to the most recent available data. Brewer also points out a small holster that you can wear on your ankle, and one on a big elastic band that goes around your stomach. Ernie Burzai is a customer at the store. He just moved to town from Indiana. He's here checking out the shooting range and learning about Tennessee gun laws. You can carry your gun openly in Indiana, too, but he never has.
I always conceal. It's no one needs to know I have it. It's, you know, not anyone's business whether I do or not.
He usually clips the gun on his waistband where you can't see it. Carrying the gun is part of his daily routine.
Pretty much 7 days a week. I mean, it's always there. It's kind of one of those things where it's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
In Tennessee, you're not allowed to carry a gun to certain places, like on school property, to judicial proceedings, or anywhere where a property owner has posted a sign prohibiting guns. Burzai has one more item on his personal list of places that are off limits.
You want to go to my parents' house for dinner? Like, I don't carry it into the house.
Instead, he leaves it locked in the glove box of his car. For WUTC, I'm Mary Helen Miller.